we start believing that the movie that we're watching is real. It's like if you go to the movies and you're watching a movie, and all of a sudden you find yourself sitting in your chair trying to answer the question for someone, or telling them not to go in that door, or putting on the brakes for the car that's driving too fast. We get so easily caught up in our external environment. And in the process of that, we lose touch with what's really going on the inside, this inner wisdom and this inner knowing. And we live there generation after generation after generation. And the byproduct of that is we disconnect from the truth that is running through us as an ever-flowing stream of universal intelligence. The way our body's energy system is designed is to constantly be receiving an ongoing flow of the universal mind, the universal wisdom. And if we're aligned and connected and receiving that, we're translating it through the filtering system of our body. And then we're expressing it and decoding it, or assigning images and thoughts and ideas and dreams to the energies that we are perceiving. And what has happened over time is we have gotten so involved in what has already been created and trying to learn how to navigate what someone else is creating, that we put all of our attention on that and we build the neurocircuitry to be externally oriented. And so when it comes to knowing and our own wisdom and trusting our gut and following our heart and knowing our true path, we're disconnected from it because we haven't been paying attention. So when we focus on our inner world and start breathing in a way that allows the enhancement of our inner world becoming important and significant to us, these little packets of energy gather in there. And as they gather, our subconscious and our sensory nervous system can start to perceive a sense of self that it could never perceive before, because all of our energy was being externalized and thrown onto the outer world, onto the people and the circumstances and the happenings and our story and our history and our fear of the future. And all of that drives the energy outwardly. So when we start to bring it inwardly, healing happens because we're gathering the potency of our energy system in a way which happens to be the healer, by the way. We're gathering and concentrating it. And now it's flowing in a concentrated manner and healing starts to happen. Because when the subconscious can perceive a sense of self in there, it relaxes. The real you is invisible. The real us is invisible. And it's so amazing to think about that, because, you know, we have this physical body and we have this mind that we're used to operating from in a certain way. And these types of circumstances are the life that we've been living. But that is not the truth of who we are. The truth of who we are is the spirit behind the eyes, the soulful, essential self. The essence itself is who and what we are. So we are the spirit that has a mind and has a body. We've created a mind and we created a body. And most people think that they are the mind body and that they have a spirit or a soul that they try to nurture every once in a while or listen to. And that's why we live in so much pain, is that we're sitting in the wrong seat. We think we are the mind. We're attached and identified as the mind, and that we have this soul or this spirit that we, you know, try to take care of or nurture every once in a while. It's good for the soul, or I try to listen to spirit. And when people are saying, I listen to spirit, it tells me they are identified as the mind trying to listen to spirit. And that's the problem. The reason they are in pain is because they are identified as the mind.
Hallo Herz, schön, dass du eingeschaltet hast. Ich bin Nadine Gerhardt und dieser Podcast ist mein absolutes Herzensprojekt, um dich zu inspirieren auf deinem ganz individuellen Weg zu mehr Fülle, Liebe und Lebensfreude. Einen wunderschönen Montag wünsche ich dir und freue mich, dass du heute wieder dabei bist. Du hast ja schon den Beginn gehört und ich glaube, da sind schon ein paar Hammer-Aussagen dabei von Dr. Sue Morta. Sie ist internationale Rednerin. Sie hat einen Master in bioenergetischer Medizin und gilt als Visionärin für das Quantenfeld. Wir sind noch immer bei dem Thema feinstoffliche Energie und ja, es könnte keine bessere dafür geben als Dr. Sue Morta. Deswegen machen wir heute einen Ausflug nach Amerika und ja, wir sprechen viel über das Thema Heilung und über ja, unsere innere Welt und über unsere äußere Welt, aber ich möchte gar nicht so viel erzählen. Hör es dir einfach an, es ist bis zum letzten Viertelchen mega, mega interessant. Wir werden auch zum Schluss Übungen machen. Und damit kannst du natürlich auch einsteigen, wenn du bitte kein Auto fährst, sondern wenn du für dich eine stille Minute hast. Und was ich dir hier auch noch empfehlen kann, falls du den Podcast jetzt anhörst über Spotify oder iTunes beispielsweise, empfehle ich dir sehr, auf YouTube reinzuklicken, denn Dr. Sue hat ganz viele ja, Beispiele auf Bildern gezeigt und die nochmal ein tieferes Verständnis geben. Deswegen empfehle ich dir sehr, schau bei mir auf YouTube Nadine Gerhardt einfach vorbei und ja, klick dich rein. Es ist ein ganz tolles, spannendes Interview und ich wünsche dir jetzt ganz viel Freude damit. Dr. Sue, welcome to High Tepersonic. That's the German podcast here. And I'm very happy that you share with us your wisdom. And I would like to know, how did you get into your job and what fulfills you in it?
So I came upon this very innocently. I was born into a family where my father was a pioneer in energy medicine. Energy medicine is the only healthcare I've ever had. I've never gone to the doctor and taken an antibiotic or gotten a prescription for a medication in order to heal something. I've always only ever been working with moving the energy in the body and identifying ways that the energy is blocked and getting it flowing again so that my body could remain healthy and robust and so forth. In addition to that, I also have healed a scoliosis in my body just through natural means, healed migraine headaches. And I also have been able to treat broken bones and things along those lines of fractures that without traditional casting and going the route that we typically are trained to do by means of energy medicine. So I grew up with it. I also then explored meditation and in the midst of meditation had a transcendental experience that was an awakening, multidimensional awakening in consciousness. And so which changed my life even above and beyond what I grew up knowing. So I've had the wonderful opportunity of bridging together the aspects of wisdom and true knowing that comes with an exalted state of consciousness and melding that together with what I grew up with, understanding how energy flows in the body and being trained as a doctor, infusing all of that information together really allows me to be in a position of translating how people can get outcomes, how people can work with natural health care and natural energy flows to change their lives on a health level and on a mental and emotional and spiritual level as well. So I stumbled into it and had great awakenings that have brought me to this place now of being a global teacher and working with hundreds of thousands of people around the world. So it's been quite a ride.
Wonderful. And what fulfills you most in this work? What fulfills you most?
What fulfills me?
Yes.
The most about it? You know, I think that really the most fulfilling component of everything that I just shared is that I'm able to activate people to awaken to their true power to heal. The true power that they possess to create the lives that they want and desire and to acknowledge that what they desire is meant to be and sharing with them methodologies to fulfill their own dreams and their desires. So the most fulfilling thing for me is to share what I've recognized as the key components to truly living the life that we are meant to be living. And then, you know, sharing that with other people, there's just nothing better than that, right? Nothing better than lighting someone up when they're struggling and they don't understand, they don't have the perspective, and we can just flip a few switches and all of a sudden they have an aha and a revelation and it changes their life. So, so it doesn't get any better than that.
That's true. Absolutely. How did you think healing works?
So healing happens in the body when we remove the interference that is keeping the natural flow of vital force from flowing. When we stop and look at it, we are meant to be automatically healing. If we cut ourselves, it heals. If we break a bone, it knows how to heal as long as we have things aligned properly. And if we strain or sprain something or have organ system issues and diagnoses and complications with symptomatology, our body is designed to be healing those things automatically as well. And if we're not healing, there's a reason. So it's really about identifying what we are doing to get in the way of our own natural healing process and removing that interference. And ultimately, when someone begins to awaken to the true power that what they're made of, when they awaken to what they're truly made of, healing begins to happen as a byproduct of revealing our true magnificence. So I don't look to things, to circumstances and cases with people from the perspective of finding what's wrong and fixing it. I'm rather going in and drawing out of an individual the true healer from within that they may just not be activating or living as or aware of. And as we turn on those lights for people, healing happens as a byproduct of someone truly stepping in to their authentic selves and expressing it and exchanging and living life from a place that is as if it life was meant to be for them, that it was in constant support of them. And when we start to learn that perspective and can walk and talk from that place, healing happens just kind of out of the corner of your eye automatically. And you know, so ironically, the contradiction to that is when someone starts to look for what is wrong, they keep creating more of what is wrong. Mm-hmm. And if they're looking for problems to fix, they might find them and fix them, but all they're really doing is getting good at finding problems to fix and fixing them. And so they will always have to have problems to fix and fixing them to have an idea of their empowerment and improving their life. And what I'm really encouraging people to do instead is to look to what you would choose to be, how you would choose to share, how what you would choose to reveal, and get busy learning how to do that better. Because then at the end of the day, you're a better creator, you're a better innovator, and you're a better healer rather than a better problem fixer. Because if we identify as a really good problem fixer, like I said, we will always be subconsciously creating problems to fix so that we have a very good feeling about ourselves and feel that sense of victory. And there's a bigger sense of victory that is waiting for us if we just allow a little bit of an altered perspective on the on this process, this project of life.
Yeah. You grew up with this wisdom. Why do you think we lost all this wisdom?
So we this has been happening since the beginning of time, since the beginning of recorded history. Some of the most ancient texts reveal that the number one issue for humanity is that humanity gets too caught up in what has already been created. We get caught up in the exterior world. We start believing that the movie that we're watching is real. It's like if you go to the movies and you're watching a movie, and all of a sudden you find yourself sitting in your chair trying to answer the question for someone or telling them not to go in that door or putting on the brakes for the car that's driving too fast. We get so easily caught up in our external environment. And in the process of that, we lose touch with what's really going on the inside, this inner wisdom and this inner knowing. And we live there generation after generation after generation. And the byproduct of that is we disconnect from the truth that is running through us as an ever-flowing stream of universal intelligence. The way our body's energy system is designed is to constantly be receiving an ongoing flow of the universal mind, the universal wisdom. And if we're aligned and connected and receiving that, we're translating it through the filtering system of our body, and then we're expressing it and decoding it or assigning images and thoughts and ideas and dreams to the energies that we are perceiving. And what has happened over time is we have gotten so involved in what has already been created and trying to learn how to navigate what someone else is creating that we put all of our attention on that and we build the neurocircuitry to be externally oriented. And so when it comes to knowing and our own wisdom and trusting our gut and following our heart and knowing our true path, we're disconnected from it because we haven't been paying attention. So the way that it works is that the moment that we start paying attention to our inner realm again, and we learn how to do that, which is what I teach people how to do, the moment that we do that, we start driving energy toward our internal core automatically. It automatically follows our attention. When we put our attention on the outer world, our energy follows that. When we put our attention on our inner world on a regular basis, our energy follows that. And these tiny little packages of energy that are the bridge between consciousness and physical matter that are just these formless packs of energy called photons, they follow our attention, our focused mind. They are attracted and drawn together just by what we're paying attention to in a focused manner. So when we focus on our inner world and start breathing in a way that allows the enhancement of our inner world becoming important and significant to us, these little packets of energy gather in there. And as they gather, our subconscious and our sensory nervous system can start to perceive a sense of self that it could never perceive before, because all of our energy was being externalized and thrown onto the outer world, onto the people and the circumstances and the happenings and our story and our history and our fear of the future. And all of that drives the energy outwardly. So when we start to bring it inwardly, healing happens because we're gathering the potency of our energy system in a way, which happens to be the healer, by the way. We're gathering and concentrating it. And now it's flowing in a concentrated manner and healing starts to happen. Because when the subconscious can perceive a sense of self in there, it relaxes. It's like, oh, there I am. Oh, I don't have to figure out and I don't have to ask you who I am or if I'm okay or if I'm acceptable or if I'm lovable. I know that I am. I can feel it. And when I can feel it, no one can question it. No matter what you say or do, if I can feel a sense of self, I'm good. So if you're projecting your angst on me, it's yours. It's not mine. I don't take it on because I know something better. I can feel it. So that's what we're doing, is building this felt sense of self so that the system can relax. And when the system relaxes, it automatically moves into healing. When it's not relaxed, it automatically moves into fight or flight to be guarded and protecting in case something horrible happens, I'll be ready. But when we know who we are, we know that, hey, whatever happens, I'll be ready for it when it happens. I'm not really worried about that. So I'm going to go on living my life instead of constantly protecting myself. And a byproduct of that is that people heal. And a byproduct of that is we remember and we get reconnected with this true universal intelligence that we are, it is our birthright. It's what we're made for. And we reestablish that connection again. It's just that humanity got carried away, you know, doing the right thing and trying to do the right thing. But we got outside of ourselves in the process of doing so.
Yes, yes, yes.
So and all my answers won't be that long, but that one just kind of sets the stage.
Yeah. It's like pearls of wisdom. It's so wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely.
How important is breath work at times of corona?
Yeah, well, at all times, before Corona, during Corona, and after Corona, breath work is very important.
Yeah.
Because we, this very energy that I'm speaking about, the way to move it is with our breath, because it, the energy, the invisible energy body that I'm referring to is what we call spirit. And spirit in the body shows up like breath in the body. So, for instance, if we stop breathing for 10 minutes, we leave the body. We're not here in this body anymore. So breath in the body is a significant way that we maintain our presence here in this physical realm, in this physical body, in this physical world. So when we learn how to breathe in specific ways, we can learn to breathe right through the aspects of ourselves that we haven't been breathing through. And the significance of that is that if we're not breathing in all of the parts of our system, then we don't get to utilize and benefit from all of the gifts that these various parts of our system bring in contribution to our wholeness. So we know about, let me just show you an image here that I think will help us in a very large way. Okay, the energy runs through the body by descending through the body and hits the earth, and it gets stepped down to what I refer to as alpha frequency, or for human consumption. And then it rises up through the system, rises out the top of the head, cycles around the outside, comes back in at the tip of the spine, and is constantly replenishing itself. It's constantly doing this over and over and over again. It's constantly dropping more in, constantly rising up, and constantly recycling. And each of these little rainbow colors represent the chakra system, which represents levels of consciousness, parts of your wholeness. So for instance, this one has to do with your feeling like this is your gig and that you belong, more than belong. It's not that you're here to fit in, you're here to create, and you're here as the answer. The next one up is your ability to generate deep wisdom from being here. And this whole system filters right into that second chakra area, and it cultivates as wisdom. The next one up is your personal power and your identity as a cosmic individual, rather than just being a separate human being, and so on and so on. So each of these levels of consciousness contribute to the quality of this energy. And here's how most people are operating. Most people are operating where this energy drops down, it hits the earth, it rises up, and there are parts of my belongingness that I am not in touch with. There are parts of my wisdom that I deny. There are parts of my personal power, for instance, that I'm not aware of, or I'm not claiming for myself, and so on, all the way up. And so this rising energy that is rising here and creating this, this rising energy has to go around where we don't have circuitry in place to receive the benefits of the qualities of consciousness that are associated with each of these chakra layers. And so this distorted pathway creates a wobble, which creates a distortion in the energy field. So you see this distortion. And now this person is in here looking out through that energy field into a distorted reality. They see life very differently. They perceive themselves very differently than what is true, what is accurate. So when we are working toward healing and wholeness and applying our conscious attention to such things as improving our lives, when we learn to breathe through this pathway, when we learn to breathe through this instead of going around it, everything changes. So the breath work is how we clean house. We clean this up and return this to functioning like this, like we were originally designed to be functioning. Mm-hmm. So learning how to breathe and how to anchor ourselves in the body in such a way that the breath is routed through these areas instead of around them is highly significant if we ever want to truly animate and activate all of the parts of who and what we are and live the life that we're capable of living. We have to empower ourselves. So my short answer would be breath work is huge. Okay. It's kind of everything. All right.
Wonderful. Yes. I see it like you.
Wonderful.
You have developed your own technique, the energy codes. And what are the energy codes, and how can we shift our energetic inheritance through bioenergetics and the energy codes?
Sure. So bioenergetics just means the energy of the body. The image I was just showing is bioenergetics. It's showing the energy body flow, the body's energy patterns and how those energies flow. So the energy codes are something that I developed because, let me show you another image here. These are pretty awesome pictures. Now, about 20 years ago, I had a big awakening in my own consciousness. The door flew open, my third eye opened, and all of a sudden I could see energy fields around people. I could see them as a child, but I shut it down because I realized that nobody else was talking that way and referencing that. So I remember shutting it down so that I just, you know, fit in. And then later in life, I wanted to get that back and it wouldn't come. And then about 20 years ago, I started meditating and boom, this doorway opened up. And basically this is sort of what happened. This is that same energy field that we were just looking at. And I was operating as this individual, didn't know it, but all of a sudden I lit up right here. I lit up at this higher state of consciousness and I could see the earth beneath me and it was about the size of a marble. That's how much distance was between this and, you know, where I really was observing from. I could see 360 degrees around me in a big giant sphere. I could see behind me, above me, below me. Without looking, I could just see it. Mm-hmm. And every time I took a breath, this beautiful horizon, a pink blanket, would rise up on my inhale. And as I would exhale, it would just lower. And on inhale, it would rise. And it was as far as I could see in every direction. This is what was happening. And I knew that this brilliant light was becoming love as it was passing through this channel. It was passing through this ray. It was love. And I knew that the degree to which we could allow ourselves to breathe so freely was proportional to the amount of love that we were generating here in this dimension, the love that we then would be experiencing, and that it was actually all up to us, and that it wasn't up to our parents loving us or our siblings loving us or our partners loving us or our friends or society accepting and celebrating us. It wasn't about that at all. It was about bringing the love. It was about having the experience that you're choosing to have. And there's an abundant, infinite supply of light that fuels that love as it passes through this system that we are. So that experience 20 years ago rocked my world. I came down out of that meditation and I did not know what to think about everything I looked at, because I knew that this world wasn't the whole picture. It was just this movie screen. Mm-hmm. And it looked as flat as a movie screen because of the multiple dimensions that I was now able to see. And the people and all of it looked like I was looking at a photograph because of the multiple dimensionality and the relativity of being here. It was nothing compared to who we really are. So I had to figure out, how do I return to that state? What am I supposed to do with this information? How do I let it apply to us here? And how do I serve humanity with what this opening has been? And so I devoted the next decade of my life. I didn't know it was going to take that long, but I devoted the next 10 years to my life, turning my life into a living laboratory to figure out how to return to that exalted state of consciousness. And most importantly, how to bring that here and how to allow that to flow out through us and how to teach other people how to do that. So the Energy Codes is a book that I wrote based on coursework that I've been teaching. You know, so here it is in book form, but there is a whole series of seminars that I teach online that are teaching people the information that's in that book and so much more, teaching them how to translate, how to find that higher self version of them, how to translate that into the body, use the body as a filtering mechanism and allow that to translate this cosmic information that every one of us is made of and is intended to be perceiving, receiving, and acting upon. So I have another picture that I want to show you that has to do with this. So this picture is kind of another version of the same thing, but it seems to be a little more accessible for people to realize that We are pure consciousness, and we are compressing and compressing and compressing that consciousness into physical form. And this is a law of physics, that all physical matter is compressed energy. So our bodies are just compressed energy. And the energy that is compressed, that comprises the body, is this cosmic energy. So this is the truth of who we are. We are pure awareness. We're this misty white substance that is energy that's awake. And we're compressing ourselves into this channel and hitting the earth and rising into this flow of energy that I've been describing since we started talking, right? This whole flow that recycles and recycles, and it's constantly pouring in, and it's constantly hitting the earth and rising up. And it's what makes this body of energies that the physical body is made of. And so when we realize how to work with that energy, we have a tremendous ability to heal. Beyond measure, we can heal. We can transform anything. We can transform complexities in our lives into fluid flowing ease and grace. We can transfer and translate and transform our history, our story that has been painful and that has been, you know, abandoning or abusive or filled with accidents or injuries or whatever the case may be. We can turn that into information that serves us and that empowers us instead of compressing us and having us always have to suffer in order to prevail. It just isn't necessary the way that we've learned. And so the energy codes is a codified systematic approach to understanding everything I just said and embodying it and turning it on in someone's life. The energy codes are the how-to principles to wrap our minds around that, to learn how to work with that energy and how to turn it into something that serves us instead of holds us back any longer. So it is a pathway to enlightenment and embodiment, and healing is a byproduct of that. So people work with this work and heal on every level in their lives, in the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, and the physical all respond when we start utilizing all those energies together in such a way.
When you told me your awakening story, I got goosebumps. And this picture, the first picture here, it's amazing because it shows this. It shows it. It's really amazing.
Yes, it puts it into a perspective, and everyone has that. It's just a matter of, are we aware of it or not? Mm-hmm. And humanity is awakening, you know. And I think that COVID is really playing an integral role, because it's causing us to come inside and to figure out what matters to us and to work with these things as if it's the most important thing, because our lives could be in danger, or you know, the fear that has been up. People are trying to find ways of comforting and stabilizing and being safe and being smart and being strong and being healthy and vital. And these are the ways that we become as healthy and vital as we are supposed to be all the time. When we begin to work with it, with our breath and integrating our chemistries and our thoughts and our emotions in an alchemizing sort of way, everything changes as we learn to do this.
Oh, yes. And here in our Western world, we have the focus a lot of the mind. So what is the difference between living from the mind versus the essential self?
So this essential self is the pictures that I've been showing you. That misty white substance is the essential self. That's the real self. It's the real you is invisible. The real us is invisible. And it's so amazing to think about that, because, you know, we have this physical body and we have this mind that we're used to operating from in a certain way. And these types of circumstances are the life that we've been living. But that is not the truth of who we are. The truth of who we are is the spirit behind the eyes, the soulful, essential self, the essence itself is who and what we are. So we are the spirit that has a mind and has a body. We've created a mind and we created a body. And most people think that they are the mind body and that they have a spirit or a soul that they try to nurture every once in a while or listen to. And that's why we live in so much pain, is that we're sitting in the wrong seat. We think we are the mind. We're attached and identified as the mind, and that we have this soul or this spirit that we, you know, try to take care of or nurture every once in a while. It's good for the soul. Or I try to listen to spirit And when people are saying, I listen to spirit, it tells me they are identified as the mind trying to listen to spirit. And that's the problem.